Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thank you so much for tuning in to our show tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And Derek J.
And Jason.
Yeah, we do appreciate having you as listeners to the show this evening. And why don't you go over to news.freetalklive.com? It's the easiest way to get all the updates about the show that are so important to you, including email updates, Twitter, and Facebook. You can follow us and friend us there. Good stuff. You can know all about what's happening with Free Talk Live and be the first to know. And, of course, this is the show where you can call in and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. Now, in the last hour, by the way, starting out off hour three right now, last hour we were discussing something that happened with Jason's recent case where he was arrested in a ridiculous display of authoritarian power for having a video camera simply in a public courthouse, not even in the court, outside in the court lobby.
Right.
And was really kind of hurt and roughed up, and I don't appreciate that. Jason, it's maybe we can talk about this. This is maybe more of a pork therapy topic than a Free Talk Live topic, but it's always really hard for me to know how to react and how to deal with it when I see one of my friends being treated like this. You know, I really feel empathy for you, and I feel upset when I see that happening. And, you know, the tactics of calling the bureaucrats and shaming them and doing those kind of things and using those humiliation tactics, I guess, to get them to drop charges and things like that, really, I got to be honest, it's just not my style. I don't think I would be good at it. I don't think I am good at it, and it doesn't make me feel good. And so what I usually try to do is just spread the word and keep you in my thoughts. And, you know, occasionally I've called to inquire about your safety, like, are you okay? Or is this person being, what's going on? Give me some updates about this person, that kind of thing. But I'm always very polite, and I don't know, I kind of just want to know what you gentlemen think about those tactics. Because I notice a lot of people shaming, right? They're shaming these judges or cops or something like that. And I think that often that can kind of set them up to be on the defensive and make it even easier for them to think of activists or people who are trying to achieve social change as just less than human or just not like them. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I know you are looking for some other ways you can participate rather than shaming, but it sounds like you don't have a problem giving these people a phone call. And I know that,
sure,
Stephanie, you're an excellent communicator.
Okay.
So if you found it within yourself to call these people and simply, rather than shame them, let them know that your friend is in there and that you're concerned about him, and let them know what the situation surrounding his incarceration was. That,
yeah,
my goodness, you know, Miss Receptionist Lady, do you know that right where you're sitting, that there's someone caged behind you whose only crime was bringing a camera into the courtroom? I mean, or into the lobby of a court building.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how I feel when I have to call through you to speak with my friend? Just empathizing with them and communicating what happened, I think, can be really effective so that it can be on the front of their mind when they're at work.
Right. And that person may feel shamed, you know, but I don't know if it's not your intention, then I think that's a fine way of doing it. But I think if they do feel embarrassed or ashamed for the organization they work for, I can see reason why they would feel like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, I think for me, the thing that appeals to me the most is just to kind of express some heartfelt and sincere concern, you know, for the person who's being hurt, in this case, which would be you, Jason. And, you know, I don't expect them to quit their jobs when they hear me feeling bad that you're in a cage, you know.
Right.
But maybe over time, if they hear that a lot from a lot of different people, maybe they'll start to consider, you know, I don't really like being in this line of work so much. Sometimes it can be kind of tough.
It has to wear on them. Everybody has some part of their job that they don't like, I'm sure.
Yes.
And so this could be the major part of someone's job that they don't like.
Yeah.
It could really sway them out of the job.
Well, Stephanie, you mentioned empathy, and I think that's one of the motivations for why I do a lot of the reports that I do, why I want to be in the courtrooms, because there's a lot of victims of the state of government violence that have to step foot in a courtroom. And I would like to be able to film the court proceedings, because that is when decisions are made about their futures, their family's future, and their role in the community, whether or not taxpayers are going to have to fund their incarceration or not. One story that I've been following is the case of Nurse Patricia Smith. She's a woman that was busted by the sheriff's department in Grafton County for growing cannabis inside of her home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's a nurse. I'm going to trust her to make decisions for her own life and not some bureaucracy in Concord, New Hampshire, or Washington, D.C.
And she has a family and everything, and, you know, she was not harming anybody.
Well, that's why I bring it up. One of the members of her family, her mother, was a corrections officer,
mm-hmm.
and I had the opportunity to interview her for Tally TV.
Yeah.
And I asked her, you know, if when she was a corrections officer, she had people in cages that were there for the same crime as her daughter, just a possession of cannabis or whatever. And she said yes. And asked her, how does she feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
She probably didn't think about it when she was on the job,
mm-hmm.
but now that her daughter is in that position, she did have an opportunity to think about it, and she just said that she felt confused. And then
That's an honest answer.
Yep, and she didn't have any faith in the system anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as more and more people know victims of government violence in their own life, or maybe hear more of these stories, then they'll look for voluntary alternatives to a large state that operates to take away our rights.
Yeah, which is why I think it's so important to talk about it and document it like you're doing, like we're all doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know Derek has his own YouTube channel, too, and makes some videos, so that's always appreciated. And, you know, it makes me think of there are a lot of people who say things like, well, I never liked, or I could never sympathize with gay people, for instance, until I found out that my son was gay, right? And, you know, or people will have racial prejudices or gender prejudices, and those are only really erased by them knowing people and knowing that those people don't conform to the stereotypes that they held or something like mm-hmm. that. And so I think you're right, Jason, when it is someone who hits closer to home, like a friend or a family member, it really helps you relate to all those kind of people, like Nurse Patricia's mom, who was the CO.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that's part of what's so beautiful about reporting these stories, is that while people may not know Nurse Patricia personally, they'll know someone who's like her. And
yes.
they'll be able to empathize with that person a little bit better. You know, whereas before they may have had no thought about peaceful people's caging, now they're going to give it a thought when they hear that someone went and got arrested for possessing pot or any other
and seeing a video of it that really details what's happening. I think video really is a medium that helps people connect, or helps the viewers connect with the subject of the video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that can be very, very powerful and very compelling. So I want to know, we had a call on the line, but he dropped off. Okay, you can feel free to call back. 855-450-FREE is our number over here at Free Talk Live. Do want to get into an interesting, well, it's not interesting, it's really awful, but I think it's important to talk about. It's a story that you may have heard by now if you've been following the Occupy movement or have seen this posted on social media or anywhere in the news. This is a story from theguardian.co.uk. It's about Occupy Oakland. The headline is, Iraq War Veteran in Critical Condition After Police Clashes.
Oh, dear.
Subheader, Scott Olson, 24, in hospital with fractured skull and brain swelling after allegedly being hit by a police projectile in Oakland. An Iraq War veteran has a fractured skull and brain swelling after allegedly being hit by a police projectile. Scott Olson is in critical condition at Highland Hospital in Oakland, a hospital spokesman continued.
And that projectile had to be a flash grenade, right? Because a rubber bullet wouldn't fracture a skull?
Well, there was an instance, actually, a couple of years ago in Boston where there was apparently a riot that was associated with a Red Sox game.
Okay.
And I lived near Boston at the time, so I heard about it. And there was a woman, an innocent bystander, walking down the sidewalk who was hit in the eye with a beanbag bullet. And it went through her eye and actually killed her. And those are supposed to be non-lethal weapons, and
right.
so there was a big to-do about this.
Well, I think this one was a flash grenade.
Yeah, and we will get into that more. More about this awful story and your calls coming up. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live with your host, Stephanie.
And Derek J.
And Jason.
Yes, thank you so much for tuning in. Feel free to give us a call, 855-450-FREE. We got a couple calls online, and I want to know what they think. But first, I want to let you know about archives.freetalklive.com. This show has MP3 archives going back to 2006. That's over 5 years of content for your listening pleasure, and it's all for free. It's even on podcast. Go to archives.freetalklive.com to check that out. Always a pleasure to hear that. And, you know, gentlemen, we were talking about Scott Olson, who is a Iraq War veteran. He went down to the Occupy Oakland protest and was hit by a flashbang grenade, I guess, in the head, and fractured his skull, or his skull was fractured by the impact. He's now in critical condition, and there were some photos published of him very recently after this happened, and they're just really heart-wrenching, and I definitely want to talk about this more, but I do want to make sure that we take some calls. Let's go to Ralph in Maryland. He wants to talk about unjust taxes. Ralph, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
Great.
Hello.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
Yes, I want to make sure I was on the right. So I did hear you talking initially about the woman who unfortunately landed in jail because of the non-registration pay.
Correct. Yeah. That would be
okay,
Michelle.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that situation in Oakland, too, but I think one of the gentlemen mentioned about a rubber bullet that is supposed to be harmless sometimes. Well, they're not. You know, at close range, it can kill if it's applied just right. But I digress. Nevertheless, she might be the next Rosa Parks for the state and local government. You know, and I certainly hope she becomes vindicated behind this. But my comment and question is this. I understand what the state and local governments are trying to say when it comes to registration, road work and everything, but my take is this. I live inside of the Beltway near D.C., and it's an everyday occurrence they have construction. And as you probably know, our construction community or the industry is not designed to build anything, especially in the roads that are long-term, i.e. Europe. And if they applied the European method, then there'd be a lot of guys probably out of work. And because that stuff lasts forever. And hence the reason why these guys are out there most, a lot of times. Because every time you go in the Beltway, there's always construction. I can count on my one hand how many times there was no construction in the 8 years I lived here.
Right.
And my question to you would be this. What legislative process on the part of the people, local or otherwise, can they do or we do to repeal something like a mandatory registration for vehicles?
That's a great question, and I believe that...
Get rid of the DMV.
Yeah, I mean, I have a hard time believing that the government would ever cut one of its own programs or departments. Wasn't it Ronald Reagan who said something like, the closest thing to eternity is a government program?
Right.
But I did hear something...
You can't rely on the government to do it, but you got to rely on someone, an elected official, hopefully, that you would elect, or a body of elected officials that would do that. But I know that's a tall order, and I'm better off fighting my own shadow on that. But, I mean, I'm throwing it out there. What do you think?
Well, Ralph,
yeah,
more
Ralph.
Likely than
yeah.
a legislative process is that there are a number of civil disobedients who concentrate their numbers and make a show to the local government that they will not be coerced into paying for this registration when they don't like what it goes towards or have any say.
I wonder what they would do if there were a mass civil disobedience on this front. Like, a lot of people just stopped registering their cars, let their things lapse and never renewed them and refused to pay the state. I think that would be really interesting. I know that Michelle, who is the woman that we were discussing a moment ago, who's in jail now for not paying this fine for not registering her vehicle, she's spoken with a number of people about this, and everybody she says that she's spoken with agrees that they don't think she should be forced to register her vehicle and pay the state for it. And I think she's also spoken with a state representative of some kind in New Hampshire who might be sponsoring a bill that would repeal some of this. But I think there's a long way to go because there's so many requirements for cars. And, you know,
here's my scary feeling about that. And, you know, so unfortunately, when it comes to things like this, there's always got to be a lamb for the slaughter. Okay. And she may be one of many others, okay? But that being said, let's say for the sake of argument, we got victory on this, okay? Knowing the government, being what it is, it's like, okay, you got this battle, but we're going to find some way to either backdoor this or, quote-unquote, punish you for your victory. I've seen it happen. And so it's not going to be a battle fought on one front. There'll be many fronts that you'll have to deal with. And I'm going to hang up and it's a great, great, great show, guys.
Ralph, thank you so much for the call. We've definitely appreciate that. Yeah, it's interesting because I really wonder on this issue, you know, so many people are on board with it, but so many people are so scared to disobey the state in any way, you know, and are too scared to just drive around. You know, if you don't have that license or you don't have that registration or they're not valid or whatever, nothing is stopping you as a safe and competent driver from getting in your car and driving, mm-hmm. except the fear that mm-hmm. the state might get you and something, some kind of consequences might be brought upon you. And I think it's really worth mentioning, and we should discuss this a little bit, that these requirements, you know, in New Hampshire, you have to get the state-mandated inspections for your cars, but they're just the bare minimum of what would be required for vehicle safety. It's really not about safety. It's just about getting that fee every year. And, you know, the, mm-hmm. the mechanics who perform these inspections, they hate it. They don't like to do it. They don't feel good about it. Mm-hmm. They're just basically checking off a box, and it's really unfortunate that their time has to be wasted like that. And, you know, there are some insurance companies, car insurance companies, who want to ensure that the vehicles are safe, and so they have their own inspections that the vehicle owner must pass before they are insured.
Sure.
You know, and so that's one way that safety could really be taken into consideration without mandating it by the state. The other thing about driver's licenses, too, they're also not about safety. I mean, it's a joke.
There are still car accidents despite everyone on the road having a driver's license.
So I
definitely hear you on the registration thing, but if more folks feel this way, that it's silly that they should have to pay for registration, but they're afraid of what might happen to them, well, Michelle has just hopefully helped you take away some of that fear,
mm-hmm.
Because there's someone else who has finally put themselves out there and done it.
Yeah.
Now you're able to join with other people who are already doing it. So, I mean,
and, you know,
be less afraid, be fearless.
It's interesting, too, because I don't know how public Michelle was about saying this, but I think I heard her say a couple of times that she had been driving around for quite a while without registration before any kind of legal trouble came upon her.
Right.
And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you have some time to spare, then, you know, maybe this is something you could take upon yourself and make it your issue. I don't know. And everybody has to decide where their comfort level is. For me, it's not mine. You know, even though I completely agree with the issue, it's way too important to me to be able to travel unhindered, you know, with pretty much a guarantee that I won't have those kind of problems holding me up. And so I go along with it, but reluctantly. I mean, I hate it. I don't want to be subject to this.
What would happen if what Michelle did inspired more people to not renew their driver's license or not register their vehicles? I mean, how many jails and cages are they going to build to hold these people?
Exactly. Yeah.
How are they going to pay for it?
At a certain point, they won't be able to, and I think that is part of the idea with what people are doing in Keene, encouraging others not to take plea deals and so forth and take everything to trial, because at a certain point, the court system will not be able to handle it. It will be so overburdened, they'll have to stop prosecuting these victimless crimes. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. Call us with your thoughts. We got a caller on the line. He wants to talk about abortion. I wonder what this is about. Stick around. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tetler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tetler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tetler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tetler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tetler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. punishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest. But this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. Call us 855-453 if you would like to share your thoughts with us. My name is Stephanie.
And Derek J.
And Jason.
And you can see us in the studio. It's a little late for this, but you can always see us every night at cam.freetalklive.com or check out cam.lrn.com to hear the Liberty Radio Network with all kinds of great Liberty-oriented content 24/7 for your listening pleasure. I will actually be live on the Liberty Radio Network tonight, 10 p.m. to midnight, with my own show, Pork Therapy. So check that out after the show. Stay tuned after Free Talk Live. And I need to let you know about something else pretty cool. Are you a cigarette smoker, Derek?
I used to be until Vapersmiths came along.
Yeah, and so what did Vapersmiths do for you?
Well, they supplied me with a wonderful starter pack and some cartomizers.
Oh, did they give it to you just because you're cute?
No, I purchased it from their website.
They should have.
And it's been enjoyable. I've been enjoying it all night as we've been doing this show. I'm able to puff on my new Vapersmith cigarette. You have some information about Vapersmiths. It's much healthier than a regular cigarette, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue with just isolating certain components of the smoke, the fun stuff, right? The flavor and the nicotine, taking that away from the combustible chemicals that give us things like lung cancer. And, of course, you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or visit Vapersmiths.com if you would like to pick up a starter pack with some cartomizers, and I guess if you spend $60 or more, you will get free shipping with coupon code FTL. So once again, 855-2-GET-VAPOR or visit Vapersmiths.com. Yes, indeed. So, you know, we were discussing some articles. We're coming up on the end of the show. We're getting tight on time, but I do want to make sure that we get the calls in from our listeners because they're very important to us. 855-450-3733 if you want to weigh in with your thoughts. And why don't we go to Jeff in Cincinnati. Jeff, are you with us?
Hi, how you doing, ma'am?
Hi.
I'm a Roman Catholic, and okay. I was at a meeting tonight, and I had an argument, but not an argument, a discussion.
Okay.
I pointed out on the street, and I said, if you speed in your car, the police will issue you a simple fine. So the vast majority of the people disregard the law. You want to make abortion illegal for women. What is going to be the penalty to create a defective deterrent? It's okay to jump up and down and say, end women's rights, end abortion, make it illegal. That's fine and dandy. Put your pom-poms down, what you're leading, and articulate to me and women, what are you willing to do to them? Are you willing to arrest them? I called Dr. Steve Shabbat, who's my congressman, who was one of the House managers, and Sid Sprinter. I met them in D.C. And I didn't say nothing to them. I said something to two young men that were with them. You're staffers, are you not? Yeah. You guys have cell phones? Well, yeah. You have women that work in your office? Well, yeah. Good. Why don't you walk up to these women that work in your office and tell them, if you become pregnant, I'm taking this phone, I'm calling 911, and I'm having you arrested.
Yeah.
And you know
right.
what, young man? They're going to look at you like you lost your mind. You know why they're going to look at you that way? It is their choice. That's why.
Right.
Yeah, well,
you
know, it's... oh, sorry, go ahead, Derek.
Well, I'm glad you framed this as that you're a Roman Catholic, because the presumption would be that you would support making abortion illegal. And it sounds that's your choice.
I think that everybody's going to answer for what they do on this earth, sir. The one thing we all have in common is one day we're going to leave this earth.
Right. I didn't want to put words in your mouth, Jeff. I just really like what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's not as simple as they make it out to be. The reason why is, like I told them, the people that supported Sarah Palin in my neighborhood, I said to them, I said, you know what? It wouldn't matter if that woman could read or write. The only thing that matters to you is she being in a position of power to put judges on the court to overturn Roe. That's the only thing that matters to you. With all the problems that we have in this country, that people have based it on one issue, and if that's the way it's going to be, because I, you know, as even as a Republican, there's a lot of Christians that I know that are in the evangelical that will not vote for Mr. Romney, who is a fine man, because he's a Mormon. I said, if you call that abortion single issue, decide how you vote, you deserve to lose.
Well, you know, Jeff, I love how passionate you are, and I like what you're saying, too, about kind of not using the government to control people. The last place I want the government is in my uterus, by the way. I mean, that's pretty ridiculous. And I love it how it's men who want to legislate this stuff, and a man could never experience what it's like to be forced to have sex against their will and become pregnant and have to deal with that or incest or anything like that. It's just awful, and it's so complicated. There are so many different reasons, as many different women as there are out there who have unplanned or unwanted pregnancies are different reasons for making a decision to, you know, keep the baby or to give it up for adoption or to have an abortion. And, you know, it's so hard. We kind of have to try to walk a mile in their shoes so we can understand what they're going through. And, you know, Jeff, I want to ask you a question. It's been my experience that a lot of the people who want to use the government to legislate things like making abortion illegal and are really strongly, staunchly anti-abortion, it seems like a lot of times their goal is not to prevent abortions or to have more babies in the world or whatever. Their goal is to shame women. Do you feel? Mm-hmm. Do you think that's right?
Yeah. Look, ma'am, I'll tell you something. Mm-hmm. This is what I tell my daughter. I told her the same thing I told the fellow earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That everybody's going to leave this earth one day, honey. And you're going to have to answer for what you do. Choose wisely.
And you may even have to answer for it while you're on the earth.
Yeah, I like right. that too.
Hey, Jeff, what is the Catholic position on contraception?
No. And I agree with that position, because right now, if you want to meet yourself a real, if you guys want to, even though you might not agree with him politically, one of the best books I ever read was The Death of the West by Dave Buchanan. Because what's happening in Europe is they're committing suicide. The birth rate right now is 1.2 in Italy. If you want to see yourself a real live Italian, you better see one in the next 30 to 40 years, but you won't be able to find one.
So
you think
they're committed. In Germany right now, they're giving you a bonus, women a bonus to have a second child. In Russia, they're going to outlaw abortion and all contraceptives because they're facing a situation where the population is essentially committing suicide. Don't kill 20 million people.
Wow.
The Russian
so Jeff,
people,
Jeff,
women, are going to kill 50 million of their population if they don't have more children.
Jeff, I have to clarify something with you. I have to clarify something with you. So you agree that people should not have access to contraception because the population is dwindling? Well, what do you think is...
I agree with it, what the Catholic Church has preached even back in 68.
What do you think is going to happen? I mean, especially to... I mean, to anyone, don't you think that a woman should be able to control... with safe and free access to contraception when she has a child?
Believed, ma'am, when I've had three children.
Mm-hmm.
And when I held them in my arms the first time, but I always tell all both my daughters and my son, when they were making mistakes in life, I said, the only gift that God gives all of us is love. That's the only gift to give.
Hey, Jeff.
When you have children, that is a gift that God gives all of us. And I don't think that should be good. That should be something that's sprung upon by God. The more children you have, then the more that God is blessing you.
Jeff, I was in agreement with you until you said that more children is necessarily a good thing because
it is.
Some people would like to have a choice about when they have children. You know, maybe they want to be in a position in their life where they're ready to have a child and can support the child financially. And so I don't have any problem with contraception.
Argue your position with the Japanese people. Within 11 years, 12 years, the average age of the Japanese will be 50 years of age.
Well, I'm just
Jeff, thank you for the call. We got to move on. We do appreciate it. I was in agreement with him to a certain point, but what was on your mind, Jason?
I'm just curious what Jeff would have done with people that want to buy contraception.
I'm kind of curious, too. You know, it seemed like he didn't want to restrict access to it by law, but we'll talk more about this when we return. This is Free Talk Live. More about contraception coming up.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting...
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at Herbal Healing. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the Meat Bucket Special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. We're starting off the final segment here on the show tonight. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Derek J.
And I'm Jason.
And you know, gentlemen, I think we're going to run tight on time at the end of the show, so just want to definitely thank you both for coming in with me tonight. It's been a real blast, and we've had a really interesting show talking about a lot of root-striking issues like roads and government licenses and all the things they want you to do in order to have freedom of movement, which is generally considered a basic human right, but... You know, there are lots of restrictions on that.
Really cutting right to the heart of self-ownership here.
Yeah, exactly. So before we run out of time, I do have to let you know about something interesting. It's called the Dragon Claw, and I guess it's some kind of an air rifle that shoots 50 caliber somethings and is powerful enough to bring down a deer.
50 caliber Dragon Claws shoots out?
Yes, exactly. Awesome. That's it. It's a powerful rifle, but it's not a firearm. You can buy it online, have it shipped to you, and have no trouble from the government. Go to pyramidair.com. That's PYRAMYDAIR.com. The purveyors of this rifle, they sell small bore and big bore air guns suitable for medium and large game. Their experts can help you find the best air gun for your needs right over the phone. You can get 10% off or free shipping, whichever is more, with coupon code FTL11. So go to Pyramid Air and check them out. It looks pretty cool. Gentlemen, we had an interesting call at the end of the last segment from a Roman Catholic gentleman who we thought, I guess at the beginning of the call, would be staunchly pro-life and anti-abortion. And he said he didn't want to outlaw it, which I was surprised and heartened to hear. But then he went on and said that, you know, he had some opinions about contraception and was anti-contraception because the population is dwindling in developed countries. And
his underlying principle, though, seemed to be that virtue leads.
Yeah.
And so he was hoping to set a good example rather than inflict punishment on someone. Sounded like he was saying it was more effective.
Oh, I kind of disagree with that. I mean, I think he was sort of saying that you would be judged and go to hell if you did something bad. But I mean, he was saying God was going to inflict that upon people and not him. But, you know, I think it's interesting. I am a person who is not religious, but is interested in contraception as a feminist, I guess you could say, and has been, you know, trying to learn about it throughout my life. And, you know, what I think is that contraception is actually the solution to the problem of abortion. And the reason that there are so many unintended pregnancies is because people are ignorant about how one gets pregnant and how to prevent unwanted pregnancies.
Well, that's why I brought it up. Yeah. Because the yeah. Catholic Church has two positions. One is that abortion should be outlawed and that contraception should not be available on demand.
And that nobody should have sex, right?
Well, that's the underlying thing, right? Exactly. Yeah. And so, but if you had more contraception, then I think you would see fewer abortions. So they're kind of working against its own policies there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I have to share this statistic. This is staggering to me. And so I'm a medical student, and what I learned in medical school and then later corroborated by reading some other things was that according to data from about 10 years ago, if you ask people, first of all, half of all pregnancies are unplanned in the U.S.
Wow.
And that's of all women of all ages, you know, all socioeconomic status, half of all pregnancies are unplanned. When you look at those people who have unplanned pregnancies and you ask them, were you using any form of contraception? Half of those were not using any form of contraception.
Oh, wow.
So what did they think was going to happen?
Right.
I mean,
that's a higher proportion than the U.S. has Catholics, so it couldn't just be right. that...
It could just be that they have a moral
Catholic.
Opposition to it, right?
Right. They are just... must be ignorant of how the whole system works. I don't know.
I mean, it's a fascinating topic, and, you know, maybe we'll get into it more on a future show. It's something that's interested me a lot, you know, just for various reasons. But I think it kind of touches on the fear that people have of even talking about sex at all, and that it will cause kids to start doing it in the streets and everything if they have access to information that could help keep them safe and healthy. You know, viewing it as a sin rather than something that's a natural part of humanity and being a human being, and just being generally squeamish about the whole topic. So I think a little bit more open-mindedness and some education, some ideas can set us free on this one, you know, and knowing about contraception and how to prevent pregnancy can really go a long way towards solving the problem of abortions. Because
yeah.
that's a difficult choice to have to make.
Mm-hmm,
I would never wish that on anyone to be in a situation where they're having to choose between, you know, ending a pregnancy or continuing one that they may not want, you know.
Yeah, I would much rather people use contraception and even the morning after pill, things like that, mm-hmm. to avoid an unwanted pregnancy. Because I don't like abortion at all. I can't imagine people that do like that. So I would like to reduce the number of
abortions.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Nobody wants to have an abortion, you know. I think there are a lot of people who have this attitude like, oh, women are just getting them like water. You know, they use it as birth control. But no.
No
that's
way.
Not
it's a
reality.
Horrible procedure.
Yeah. I mean, would you want to have someone scrape out the inside of your uterus if you had one? Just think about that. I mean, nobody wants to have to make that choice. It's always incredibly emotionally horrifying, and you know, I think it really shows a lack of empathy when people just say that, oh, these women are just they're just sinners, you know, they're just aborting babies left and right. No, it's a tough choice, it's a personal thing, and it's really painful to have to go through that. So let's have some compassion and let's try some education.
Right, and I think the Roman Catholic Church, or I'm sorry, the Catholic Church is doing a disservice by trying to persuade people not to use birth control.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And it really gets my blood boiling. At least the Catholics are just using persuasion to get people to stop using birth control or have their way. But it really makes my blood boil when people in the government want to actually inflict force onto people in order to co-opt their choices. That, you know, mm-hmm. these women are put into this horrible situation where they have this choice to make. But here's the government here to help you by taking away choices, and
I would actually
giving you your future.
Somewhat disagree with that. I think that the tactics that the Catholics use do have elements of force, even if they're not overtly forceful like the government. I think that they do use psychological force for sure. I mean, they tell women that they're going to hell and that they should defer to their husband and all kinds of stuff like that. And I certainly don't agree with scaring people or threatening them into, you know, wanting to ignore a natural part of their humanity.
You're right. I hadn't considered the eternal threat of hell.
Yeah.
that's a pretty big one.
That's almost worse than jail, right? If you believe it, assuming you think it's true, which...
Right.
Yeah, very skeptical about that.
Hell is always in the back of my mind.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe you, but that's okay. And by the way, I'm not trying to get too graphic here, but there are always alternatives to sex acts that could get one pregnant that people can do. And, you know, educate yourself about STIs and stuff like that. But, there's a world of information on the internet. Please use it and stay safe.
Here, here.
Let's go to the calls. We've got Kelvin in Colorado on the line. Kelvin, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Kelvin.
All right. What's going on today?
Hey, Derek, Jason, and Stephanie. What is an STI, by the way?
An STI is a sexually transmitted infection, and it's kind of an alternative to saying STD or sexually transmitted disease. Because disease kind of has this connotation of like, oh, you're tainted forever, you have a disease. But infection is a little bit friendlier term, I guess you could say.
Oh, okay. I'd never heard that one. Being a medical student someone with a libertarian-oriented philosophy, I wanted to ask you about something that I've always felt concerning and offensive.
Sure.
I've noticed that in that medical-type settings like doctor's offices and hospitals, the environment seems like it's very psychologically engineered to disempower the customer or patients, where, you know, they make you dress in these gowns that are, you know, you feel like you're naked in them, and they try to, you feel intimidated and disempowered by the whole thing, and I'm just wondering if it's always been this way, and if you have any ideas about how one might reform this.
Yeah. Well, Kelvin, we're short on time, but I want to respond to that real quickly, and, you know, I think I'm really sorry to hear that you feel disempowered and intimidated, because I think a doctor should work for a patient, right? And their job should be to make them comfortable, right? It shouldn't be like, oh, haha, we can touch you anywhere and you have nothing to say about it. We're not going to tell you why we're doing anything. And, you know, Kelvin, you're right. There is this element of authoritarianism in healthcare, and there's even this language that goes along with it. Like, if a patient doesn't take a medication that a doctor prescribes for whatever reason, maybe it has bad side effects or they just don't like it or they can't afford it, we say that the patient is non-compliant. They're not complying with our orders. So I really hate this, and I've been trying to change it. I refuse to say that terminology. I think there's a long way to go, and I think it's largely because the government is so in bed with healthcare, and they're paying for nearly all of it. We're out of time. Kelvin, thanks for the call. Stick around for Pork Therapy. This has been Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays, and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, so you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.